20-some years ago, the Herald of Randolph published a front-page photo of an incredibly muddy stretch of road that had apparently swallowed a car all the way up to its roof. A bewildered motorist looks on as a local tow truck crew tries to hook onto it. Readers who noted that the paper came out on April 1st might have recognized the photo as a cleverly staged joke, but most people bought the idea of losing an entire car in the mud.
This photograph was believed when people saw it. They had no question but that this was a true story.
Photographer Bob Eddy is responsible for the image. In reality, the top of a car had been cut off and placed on the mud. It fooled most people then, but Eddy doesn't think the photo would be as believable today.
And I don't know if it's because cars are lighter now or because the roads are better, but it just seems that maybe it's not quite as bad as it used to be.
Lighter front-wheel and all-wheel drive cars have made a difference, but that's just a small part of why on many dirt roads, mud season is much tamer than it once was.
And from here up, we couldn't get through. Mud was probably 2 feet deep.
Brent Smith has been working on Groton's back roads for 30 years.
Up around this corner, we'll stop and I'll have you look at this here.
For most of that time, Smith has been one of the few elected road commissioners in the state. Voters have put him in office 21 times, so he must be doing something right.
You get many complaints at mud season?
No, we haven't in quite a few years.
Mud season hasn't been banished in Groton, but it's been subdued. Smith says the town follows state codes and standards that have reduced it to a minor irritant. Not surprisingly, drainage is the key, and the key to drainage is in the layers of gravel used to build up the road. Coarser gravel underneath lets water drain through it, and finer gravel on top helps shed water. And it's not just dug out of a pit or riverbank. It's gravel that's processed, using stone crushed to the right size and shape, mixed with sand and dirt in the right proportions, and then applied correctly. In some cases, a fabric is put down to keep the layers from mixing. Those ideas aren't new, but they're slow to be adopted, according to David Antone, director of the Vermont Local Roads Program at St. Michael's College.
Engineering's been there for a long, long time. The cultural change is another thing altogether.
Antone says the problem with doing it right is it's expensive, at least in the short term, so many towns have yet to update how they deal with mud season's travails.
I wouldn't say it's a majority, but in the rural areas, a large contingent of towns that haven't made that step. But each year we get a couple more converts.
The resistance lies with concerns over how to pay for the materials and work involved in improving back roads. Some towns are also far from a source of processed gravel. The Local Roads Program is funded by the federal government and the State Agency of Transportation. And Antone says for years the program taught highway crews how to engineer better back roads, but they were leaving out some important players.
But we haven't taught it to their supervisors, their select boards. And we haven't approached the gravel road reconstruction from a budgeting standpoint.
For the first time this year, the program has created a class on budgeting for improvements, and it's involving select boards in the discussion. Antone says everyone, including residents, need to understand the value of adopting better standards.
Because I can't tell you how many times I've gone into a town, and they're calling me because they spent $80,000 on a road repair. And it's only been 2 years, and mud season is just like it used to be. So we have to do a better job of stopping those things from happening, because what that does is stops road improvements from happening in that town, because then taxpayers are doing the opposite. They're saying, it's no good to spend that money. It doesn't do any good.
Antone says towns are on board once they realize mud season is manageable, and they do the math on what they're actually spending to deal with the same spots year after year. As a result, more people are adding mud season to the list of things in Vermont that aren't what they used to be. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.